Let's discuss what creates healing and why sometimes we heal and why sometimes we don't. First of all, we need to understand that everything happens in divine perfect order and divine perfect timing. It may not be the time for the healing to take place. Also, it's not coming from you, it's coming through you. And if you're working with another person, it's about you facilitating the relationship between that person and their God source. And if it's about yourself, then it may be that there are other things that need to take place first. There's a time and place for everything. The main thing I've discovered about shifting energy or healing or transforming is that going with the vibration and frequency, and everything has a vibration and frequency. If you introduce a higher frequency into an area where there's a lower frequency, when you are able to sustain that higher frequency, get the lower frequency to match the beat of the higher frequency, if it's able to sustain it, then the healing will take place or the transformation will take place. Sometimes when you take away that higher frequency, it instantly drops back down to the lower frequency. Another thing that seems to come into play is it has to hold the higher frequency for a period of about 3 days. It may appear that it's going to hold it like for even 24 hours or so. If it doesn't hold the higher frequency for at least 3 days, then more work needs to be done because it'll drop right back down. Also understand that it's not your fault and it's not to your credit whether or not a healing takes place, because it's not about you and it's not about your ego. It's facilitating bringing the higher frequency energies from the highest source in and through to provide the opportunity. But it will only happen at the appropriate time. Another thing to remember is that light is always more powerful than the dark. If you open the door at night to your house and it's dark inside, what do? You flip on the light switch. Instantly, it's not dark anymore. The darkness flees to the outskirts. Same is true with energy. When you understand about energy, you don't need to be horrified about dark energy. You just bring in a lot of light energy and the darkness will go. It has to run. Puts its track shoes on and its sunglasses and it's gone. The only issue we have here is maybe we're still fumbling for the light switch. Maybe we need to replace the bulb or something's wrong with the wiring. When we get those corrected, it's a definite yes. The light can and will always overcome. Never forget that.